What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. June is busting out all over, and we're into summer here, and the weather's beautiful, and the deer are out there in the backyard, and, you know, all kinds of wonderful things here. Anyway, we have another very busy news day. We've got a lot of news to get through before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Okay, as of today, pardon me, the Atlantic hurricane season has started, and they already have one that basically started in the Pacific. It's going across Mexico and heading into the Caribbean. We're supposed to be getting thunder showers here tonight and tomorrow. They're not here yet, though, but we'll see what's going to happen with that. Okay, now, big story just now breaking here. Normally, I don't do entertainment news on this show. When I worked in the film industry, I had celebrities up to here, and I really stopped caring about that sort of stuff. But the jury finally came back in on the case of Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, and the court found for Johnny Depp that Amber Heard did, in fact, defame him maliciously. The court has awarded Depp $15 million in damages from Amber Heard. Now, it's not a completely clean victory because the court also found that Johnny Depp, in responding to Amber Heard, issued some defamatory statements, but they're not making him pay a huge amount of money to Amber Heard. And Amber's already out there trying to salvage what's left of her career and screaming about how, you know, the courts don't understand the principle of freedom of speech, to speak freely and openly. Well, Amber, freedom of speech is designed to protect the truth, not to protect lies and liars, and that's really what it came on down to. And I guess for Amber Heard, she will always remember this as the day she almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow. And this is going to cause a huge amount of damage to Amber Heard's career. There is a petition out there to get her removed from the Aquaman film franchise and The Lost Kingdom that has now surpassed 4 million signatures. What is needed at this point, I feel, is a petition to return Johnny Depp to the role of Grindelwald in the Wizarding World franchise. And all due respect to the actor they brought in to play Grindelwald in the most recent chapter there, but Johnny Depp made that role his, and by rights he should get it back. Not that we expect Hollywood to ever admit that they were wrong on this, and we're going to hear the feminists out there screaming about how it's the patriarchy protecting itself and the system is rigged against women. No, it isn't. And, without wanting to take Amber Heard's side, I kind of understand where she was coming from, because she grew up in this culture that began back in the 1990s with the militant feminism that was constantly putting forth this idea that women never lie about abuse and rape, and that the women always had to be believed. And there were a lot of men who were convicted purely on the accusation by women because the media and the National Organization of Women were out there saying, oh, you must believe the women, always believe the women. No, don't trust the men. They're a bunch of liars and so forth and so on. And hopefully this victory by Johnny Depp over Amber Heard is going to point out that the genders are, in fact, equal. That women will lie just as often as men do. A good example being Hillary Clinton, known to be a liar. And I think we're going to see a lot of ramifications. Again, we're going to see the hardline feminists say this is the patriarchy at work and women are poor, innocent victims and feel sorry for us and so forth. No, not really. Not after all the abuses that they dished out. Again, going back to the 1990s and this militant feminism. Okay, getting into serious news now, and I'm sure probably I'm not the only person out there who is glad this whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing is finally over, and we can get on to much more serious situations here. Over in Ukraine, the Harpoon missiles being supplied by NATO and the United States are finally arriving. Now, the Harpoon is an all-weather, over-the-horizon anti-ship missile. It's manufactured by McDonnell Douglas, which is now Boeing Defense, Space, and Security. A lot of mergers there. And, pardon me. The regular Harpoon uses active radar homing and flies just above the surface of the water to evade defenses. There is a version, the AGM-84, that can launch from fixed-wing aircrafts without needing a solid rocket booster. There's a version, the RGM-84, that can launch from a ship using a solid fuel booster. A submarine version, the UGM-84, which has a rocket booster and a capsule that they wrap the Harpoon in to protect it from the ocean water until it's out of the water, then jettisons the cocoon, and so forth and so on. These are very potent anti-ship missiles, and no doubt Ukraine will start using them in the Black Sea, further exacerbating the situation there. And the Kremlin is already saying that Joe Biden is diligently adding fuel to the fire by sending these advanced rocket systems and munitions to Ukraine and is increasing the risk of a confrontation directly between the United States and Russia, which, in my opinion, would be a bad thing. Okay, now... Putin's new TV cheerleaders are out there saying World War III has effectively already started, and they're out there saying that the United Kingdom and the United States will pay a heavy price for interfering in what Russia sees as an internal affair in the Donbass region, where they went on in to stop the killing of Russian-speaking Ukrainians by the government in Kiev. Meanwhile, another story coming on out of Russia Today saying that Henry Kissinger is trying to warn Westerners that they are running out of time in the fight for Russia. Now, last week we had a story about Henry Kissinger saying Ukraine is going to have to agree to surrender some territory to bring this war to an end, referring obviously to the Donbass region there. Meanwhile, Kremlin and the person of Sergei Lavrov is accusing Ukraine of deliberately drawing outside countries into the war, and went on to comment that the U.S. supplying missiles is a direct provocation. So this thing is getting crazier and crazier all the time. It almost feels like it's only a matter of time before something really bad happens. Now, we mentioned this yesterday, but I feel it is important enough to mention again today. The NATO Deputy Secretary General, Mircea Giuliana, is saying that NATO is now free from all previous commitments with Russia not to deploy forces in Eastern Europe. In other words, NATO is saying it doesn't matter if a country is a member of NATO or not. I think he's specifically referring to Sweden and Finland, that NATO now reserves the right to send their troops anywhere they want near the Russian border. Russia obviously is not going to like that very much. Meanwhile, NATO is holding an air attack exercise in Slovenia, and it's basically a multinational live-fly joint terminal attack controller exercise. And let's see, 45 ships, 75 planes. And the war games will begin later this week. Let's see. Now, interestingly enough, and we've seen this in the European Union, and we're seeing it in NATO, there are some NATO member nations and some European Union nations that really don't want to go to war. And we are starting to see cracks form between the NATO members over continuing support for Ukraine. It is costing a lot of money and does carry a very serious risk. And for those European nations, I can understand why they're nervous. They are much closer to Russia than we are here in the United States of America. Now, with nuclear missiles able to go around the entire globe, we're all at risk. But I'm sure the Europeans are feeling that risk much more keenly than we are because of how close they are to Russia. Now, Joe Biden has come on out with a very bizarre statement, insisting that he isn't deliberately trying to create a NATO-Russia war, and insisting that he's not seeking regime change over in Moscow, even though his actions seem to indicate precisely the opposite there. Meanwhile, Europol has sounded a warning that weapons being shipped to Ukraine could be used by criminal groups for years. This is the same problem we had with all of that weaponry that was abandoned in Afghanistan. We don't know where it's going. We don't know who is buying it and who is going to use it for nefarious purposes. We do know that the Pentagon has lost track of a great deal of the weaponry sent to Ukraine. They don't know where it went. Maybe Zelensky sold it on the black market. We don't know. Nobody knows. That's the problem here. And finally, ratcheting up the rhetoric a little bit more, let's see. There's a politician, Alexei Zuralyev, was on a TV interview saying that the Russia could wipe out pretty much the entire United States with just four of the Satan II missiles. And the Satan is a tremendously potent ICBM. It basically, in accord with treaties, carries a maximum of 8 MIRV warheads, and the rest of the slots on the bus, which steers the individual warheads, are taken up with decoys. Well, if NATO is calling off all of the agreements and commitments, there is nothing stopping Russia from loading up those warheads with more tactical war nuclear devices to fling at us. And I believe, if I recall correctly, the Satan actually has 12 locations on the bus. That would be basically, let's see, that's 12 times 4 missiles, that's 48. Basically enough power to wipe out the capital city of pretty much most of the country. I imagine they'll leave Alaska alone, so forth and so on. And to emphasize the point, Russia is now holding a nuclear forces drill. In other words, they're getting their toys out and they're practicing, turning them on, spinning them up, and going to the point of a launch, at which point they stop, we hope at this point. And Russia's Foreign Minister Lavrov says there are risks that a third country could become involved in Ukraine due to the supply of the rocket launchers. And so, this thing is continuing to spread and everybody's posturing. All it's going to take is one mistake or one hothead, and that's going to be one heck of a fireworks show here. Meanwhile, Russia continues to move on the Donbass, and they've carried out a lethal rocket strike in Slovyansk as they continue to gain ground. Russia's winning this against Ukraine despite all the billions of dollars of weapons, which you paid for, being sent there. Russia is continuing to gain ground here. Ukrainian officials are reporting that all of the communications in the Kherson region have now been shut down. They're operating in the blind there, and that's jamming or cable cutting or something going on over there. So obviously that region is about to come under attack, if not already here. Getting into our domestic politics here, there's an article that came out of BlabberBuzz talking about how there are new polls pointing out the key concerns of the American voter. And not surprisingly, these concerns do not include LGBTQ issues like that. The voters are very worried about the economy, how it's being mismanaged. They're very concerned about that wide open southern border. They're very concerned about honest, fair, and verifiable elections. And so that's what the voters are going to be voting on come the midterms here. And let's see, there's a new poll out here. This is the Cook Political Report, and it's saying that the coming red wave is going to be even larger than expected, and Democrats are going to face a disaster come November. This, of course, is ignoring the Dominion voting machines, which, by the way, according to the U.S. Cybersecurity Administration, the Dominion machines are, in fact, hackable. They're wide open to being altered and so forth and so on. And I'm sure the Democrats are out there at the cemeteries right now registering new voters. Now, yesterday we reported on how Michael Sussman, Clinton's lawyer during this whole Russia hoax situation, was acquitted. And we pointed out some of the very questionable conflicts of interest between the jurors and the judge, conflicts that normally would have resulted in a juror being asked to step down here. Now, Donald Trump has responded to Sussman's acquittal, saying our legal system is corrupt, which, yeah, we can see that's exactly what's going on. It is completely corrupt. Now, we've got a new piece of information coming from the jury, the lead juror, the jury forewoman in this case, basically said the reason they did not convict Michael Sussman of lying to the FBI is they didn't think lying to the FBI was that big a deal. I mean, Hillary Clinton was doing it all the time. You know, that obviously makes it acceptable. And it is, unfortunately, a case of jury nullification, where the evidence clearly indicated guilt, and the jury said, no, we are not going to convict, that's simply that. All right, getting on down to the Texas shooting, this thing is getting weirder and weirder. The narrative continues to shift. People are pointing fingers at each other, and the whole probe into this shooting has become completely dysfunctional. Now, oddly enough, there's been kind of this flip-flop. Originally, the White House said they were not going to investigate the response of the police in Uvalde dealing with the shooting. And then they said, well, yes, we're going to have the Department of Justice look into it. The Uvalde police said we're going to cooperate, so the school district. Then all of a sudden, they reversed course. And according to this article that came on out of ABC, no less, the Uvalde police and the school district are no longer cooperating with the probe of the Texas shooting. So something funny is going on down there. Now, the Uvalde school police chief, you know, who basically botched this whole situation, he ignored established protocols to deal with a mass shooting, has now been voted into the city council. Only in America can you fail spectacularly and wind up with a promotion. This is school police chief Pete Arredondo, I think, and he's sworn in as a city councilman despite refusing to cooperate with a Texas state probe into just what happened at the Robb Elementary School. Now, the grandfather of the shooter came on out and did an interview during which he said he had no idea this kid was capable of this, and in that interview revealed a couple of interesting facts. This shooter did not know how to drive a vehicle, which may explain why he crashed that very expensive truck to start this whole thing, and apparently this shooter did not have a driver's license. So how did he get his hands on these firearms? The corporate media has been saying, oh, these firearms were legally acquired, you know, and we've got to have tighter gun laws to deal with this. But now it's turning out this kid should not have been able to buy a gun, let alone two of them, because he lacked ID. Okay, I guess they're doing gun sales down in Texas the way they do voting. No ID, no signature, no verification, just mail in a ballot and get yourself an AR-15. And another very odd story, this came out of strangesounds.org, and they're showing data from Flight Tracker showing, showing that a U.S. Army reconnaissance plane landed in Uvalde just before the shooting began and left just before the shooter was being killed. All right, we got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about that horrible shooting down there in Texas. And have you noticed that the more agitated the gun grabbers get, the more of these mass shootings are happening? I mean, four of the top 10 mass shootings here in the United States of America have just happened in the last couple of years. It's a brand new phenomenon, ideally timed to support the agenda of overturning the Second Amendment. So anyway, getting on back to this story, they're looking at data from Flight Tracker, which is a, as it says, it's an aviation tracking utility here. And they're looking at an aircraft. The registration number is AE-53FB. It's registered to the United States Army. And on the day of the shooting in Texas, it basically flew into town from north of Austin, landed on the ground just before the shooting began, took off just before the shooter was killed, and flew back to its original starting point. It's a Beechcraft Super King Air. It is tagged as a military aircraft, so there's something very weird going on there. This aircraft was in Uvalde for the first time this entire year during the shooting. Okay, it landed 3 minutes before the shooter crashed his truck at the school, then left 2 minutes before the time the shooter is reported to have been killed. Now, obviously, Joe Biden, the Democrats, the liberals, the gun grabbers are out there saying, well, this means we need more laws. We've got to have more laws. Well, they're politicians. Passing laws is all they know how to do. They don't know anything else. They're career politicians here. You know, and they've passed laws, controlling immigration, which don't work. They've passed laws against smuggling drugs into this country, which don't work. And so the American people are realizing that more gun laws aren't going to work any better than the immigration or the drug laws, simply because they haven't worked up until this point. And there is a new Trafalgar poll that was conducted after the shooting in Texas. And the majority of respondents said, we need to train and arm the teachers in the schools. And I think that's an excellent idea. I absolutely do. Meanwhile, Senator Chuck Grassley is demanding a probe into posts made on social media by an FBI official that show a clear partisan bias. Now, a private citizen, you, me, anybody, we have a right to our opinion, but there are strict rules and indeed even laws saying that government officials in their official capacity are not supposed to be partisan, and apparently they found this FBI agent, Timothy Thibault, who was out there on social media pushing a partisan agenda. Okay, getting onto social media here again, there is a new study out there showing that Elon Musk's suspicions of the Twitter bot traffic are absolutely real. Now, Twitter is saying only about 5% of their users are automated systems, and this CHEQ found that the number is actually closer to 12%. And so the price for Twitter realistically ought to be reduced by the appropriate fraction. But we know that there are a lot of people out there working to prevent Twitter from being sold to Elon Musk because they're desperate to keep control over what you see, read, and hear everywhere. In fact, over at Davos, the CEO of YouTube basically stood up there and said, we will continue to control the narrative. And that tells you all you need to know about YouTube, which is why I've now shifted over to BitChute here. Now, there's a new movie out, Top Gun Maverick, and Tom Cruise reprises his role as, Pete Mitchell, call sign Maverick. Something that they did I thought was really very cool, and it had to do with Val Kilmer, who was in the original Top Gun. He did a lot of interesting movies. He did a movie called Thunderheart. He did Real Genius, which I really enjoyed that movie. It was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, came down with throat cancer in 2015, and to deal with the cancer, he lost his voice. Well, Tom Cruise said, we are bringing, Kazansky back. And he's basically portrayed as a flag officer, and they have apparently synthesized, rented lips, a voice for him. And Val Kilmer was apparently very, very touched about this, so that was really cool. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is that, as was the case with the original Top Gun, the Pentagon got involved trying to shape this new Top Gun movie into a recruitment and public relations vehicle. And that was certainly the case with the original Top Gun. The Air Force then tried to match that with a film called Firebirds about Apache helicopter drivers. And when you do one of these military movies and you need access to that kind of hardware, there's a lot of influence comes with that. By the way, Tom Cruise was not allowed to fly his own airplane. We're going to take a break with commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Okay, welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk a little bit about election fraud here. And Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito just made a major decision that will probably affect the outcome of the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary. Now, you remember not too long ago, one of the candidates filed a lawsuit demanding that undated ballots be counted and that there be a window of time after the official deadline where they would be counted. Now, the courts in Pennsylvania basically allowed the counting of undated ballots as long as they had the correct postmark on there. Alito basically ruled, in fact, it was a unanimous decision of a 3-judge panel in the U.S. Court of Appeals. It said mail-in ballots that were received on time but lacked a required date on the outer envelope should be counted. Alito is the justice who receives emergency application from the Third Circuit. And so Alito basically said, no, you cannot count these undated ballots. If you're going to exercise your franchise and vote in this country, then you have to fill those ballots out correctly. so that you don't have somebody out there saying, well, I'm pretty sure this ballot was intended for Joe Biden. I mean, it's totally blank. There's no date. There's no signature. But, yeah, psychically, yeah, this is a vote for Joe Biden here. Now, we're coming up on the midterm elections, and over in Connecticut, their governor and the Secretary of State are offering a $150,000 salary to hire a misinformation spotter. And this spotter will basically keep an eye on 4chan, Facebook, and other social media, trying to spot any news that casts doubt on the accuracy and verifiability of the election, so that such stories can be shut down before they spread all that far here. Out in Arizona, where we know there was a lot of shenanigans going on out there, there is a school superintendent in Maricopa County who was paid an extra $1.7 million bonus. Okay, that's on top of her $189,000 annual salary. And people who are in that school district are wondering what was going on, because the school district basically is struggling for money, and yet somehow they were able to give this superintendent $1.7 million. And one has to wonder what this school superintendent did to justify such a huge bonus. Okay, let's get into COVID and monkeypox and Gatespox and whatever all else is going to be out there. Anthony Fauci is already out there saying, well, we're going to have ongoing continuous COVID-19 boosters every single year, like we have with the regular flu shot. Money, 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 money. I'm sorry, I meant to say health, 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 money, 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 so forth and so on here. Now, Fauci was speaking with New York's Pix 11 television station, and he was asked about the future of COVID-19. And he said, we're going to be dealing with this virus on a chronic basis, meaning, you know, you're going to be required to get these shots and these medications for as long as you live, or until you run out of money, whichever is going to come first. Now, down in New Zealand, doctors are risking their careers by speaking out on all the deaths they're seeing following the vaccination. And they're demanding that the police and the members of parliament look into this and put a stop to it because of how many people have died, you know, from these shots. And let's see. There's a little number here. Ah, here it is. In 2020, there were 454 people who were killed with rifles. And that means all rifles, not just AR-15s, but people killed with rifles, 454. In the year 2021, 20,622 people died from the COVID vaccines, according to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System over at the Health and Human Services. Okay? So they're out there saying, oh, you know, AR-15's bad, AR-15's bad. More people are dying. You know, hundreds of times more people are dying from these COVID vaccines, but oh, that's good here because it makes money, and, you know, that's really what we're all about on this situation here. Over in California, they are getting ready to enact a medical misinformation bill. This is Assembly Bill 2098, and it's, you know, a Democratic measure that will punish doctors who do not toe the official COVID and presumably monkeypox line. And so, yeah, that's communism right there, where the government decides for you what's best for your health care rather than your doctor. Now, this is a little alarming, but at the same time, it's probably not all that much of a surprise. Over at Bill Kloss Law blog, they're reporting on a study that came out of Portugal finding that the latest monkeypox outbreak is the result of a biolab-manipulated virus. Okay, now a lot of people were wondering, but monkeypox normally does not transmit very well human to human, and yet we've seen monkeypox pop up literally all over the world at pretty much the same time, raising the possibility that it has been intentionally released so they can sell more medicine. Money, 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 money. Bill Gates is out there, saying that the next pandemic will either be caused by man-made climate change or be deliberately released by a bioterrorist. So I guess you would definitely know about that one. Turning to the international news now, over in Turkey, Erdogan has announced a new major military operation in northern Syria against the Kurds. So it's out there, you know, the blood is flowing again here. Over in Iraq, where there was that missile attack against a U.S. military barracks, Sadr is now out there. Muqtada al-Sadr is now supporting dissolving the Iraqi parliament in order to hold early elections. So things are definitely getting interesting over there. Meanwhile, the United States is warning that the extension of the Yemen ceasefire may be in trouble. Now, the ceasefire has been very successful for 2 months, giving those people a chance to, you know, repair the damage and heal the wounded. And now the U.S. is out there saying, well, you know, this may be coming to an end. Meanwhile, the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, came on out with a report claiming that Iran has stockpiled more uranium than it is allowed to under international agreement. Iran has come on out saying that this IAEA report is not fair or balanced. And we know from the whole war against Saddam Hussein, the IAEA is politicized and is used for propaganda purposes rather than an actual analysis of what's going on. Meanwhile, the United States has suspended the Abraham Accords aid for Sudan and wants Israel to denounce that coup. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, over in Israel, we've been reporting lately on these attacks, continuing attacks by the settlers, Jewish extremists against Palestinians. This video was on social media of this very young, obviously strong Israeli man abusing and pepper spraying this elderly Palestinian woman who I understand was seriously hurt. And so we're seeing this article coming out of Global Research saying that these armed Jewish extremists may ignite a regional war. And certainly there are parties within Israel that would welcome an excuse to simply go on the warpath against the Palestinians. Over in China, they have unveiled another new weapon. They're calling it the Mothership. It is a very gigantic, unmanned aerial platform used to launch drone swarms. It's a dirigible-type structure. And it's named the Zhuhai Yun, and the vessel is equipped with an advanced artificial intelligence operating system for semi-autonomous operation. They can control it from the ground, or they can say, just go and do your own thing. And it's basically like an airborne aircraft carrier for drones, which sounds like kind of a weird thing, but it's been talked about before. I mean, airborne aircraft carriers, we see that in Marvel Comics, in the Marvel movies and so forth here. And for those of you who are serving in the armed forces, the Defense Department is confirming high levels of forever chemicals in the drinking water near military bases, in particular perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, and it's around several bases. So it's, you know, because it causes cancer and liver damage. Let's talk about the economy now, because that really is, according to that poll we talked about earlier in the show, that really is uppermost in the minds of Americans. Am I going to be able to pay my mortgage? Am I going to be able to make my car payment? And, you know, Americans are very worried about that. So Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, in an interview yesterday, said that, yeah, she was wrong about the path that inflation was going to take. You think? I mean, yeah. Even back when Biden was saying, oh, this inflation is transitory, everybody knew that was nonsense. You know, and so Yellen's out there saying, yeah, it's, you know, the inflation's going to be bad. It's going to get worse. You know, we're doing our best. Trust us. But it's a bit of a mess out there. Inflation is so bad that a lot of people are rethinking their summer vacation plans. And, yeah, I mean, gasoline is expensive, so a driving tour is going to be very, very costly. Jet fuel is going to be very, very costly. Here in Santa Claus, Indiana, our main tourist attraction is Holiday World. And so far, during the weekends, the parking lots have been full. But as gas prices go up, there are going to be fewer and fewer people coming from out of state, although we did meet a lovely family from Chicago the other day here. And so, but a lot of people are saying, well, we're just going to stay home and watch TV and, you know, keep our pennies in the penny jar, as it were. Okay, Zero Hedge is asking an interesting question. Did Joe Biden privately tell Powell to pivot in September so that the blame for the collapsing economy falls on the Federal Reserve? Well, yes, that's the sort of thing politicians would do going into the midterm elections where the economy is going to be a disaster. Joe Biden is going to say, well, it's that gosh darn Federal Reserve here. And you'll have people standing up and saying, well, let's get rid of the Federal Reserve and go back to an honest money system. Oh, we can't do that. You know, we can't get rid of the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's the only way that economies can be run. There's a big lie there. And, you know, if you go back to the writings of Benjamin Franklin and some of the other founding fathers, it was King George III's forcing the colonies to use currency from the Bank of England, which was a private central bank, that was a major cause of the American Revolution. Story coming on out of Aleppo News. The European Union is considering imposing import tariffs on Russian crude if any members of the bloc refuse to implement the terms of the newly announced embargo on oil from the country. In other words, and we've mentioned this before, some of the European Union countries need that Russian oil, and they don't want to be part of the embargo. And Brussels is now saying, well, if you buy oil and gas from Russia for the rubles, you're going to have to give us a piece of the action. Okay? And that, of course, will create more hardships for the citizens of the European Union. Now, the story, this one out of Zero Hedge, basically doing a fact check on this claim that OPEC is breaking up and that Saudi Arabia is going to start pumping more crude to help gas prices here in the United States of America. No, that's not happening. OPEC is still as strong as ever. And Saudi Arabia really doesn't have a strong reason to help our economy, not after all the abuse of the Saudi economy that they've suffered at the hands of American interests. Dmitry Medvedev over in the Russian Security Council is describing the U.S. sanctions targeting ordinary Russians as hate-filled. And he raises a good point. The conflict between the West and Russia is government to government, and yet our government wants to punish ordinary people who don't want anything more than to be able to live their lives, take care of their children, and live, enjoy life. And yet the sanctions are definitely making life harder for those people as well. The thinking is that if the United States abuses the Russian people enough, the Russian people will turn on Vladimir Putin. Why they would do that, can't really say, but that seems to be the thinking that's going on there. All right, mortgage refi applications are down 82%, purchase applications down 7%, mortgage rates are now up 80%, and so, yeah, we're going to see a major problem with the housing market, similar to what we saw back in 2008 with the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud. This story really annoyed me. It's another one from Zero Hedge. The World Economic Forum is urging people to eat seaweed, algae, and cacti to save the planet. You can all save the planet if you eat bugs and so forth and so on here. And I saw a photograph of one of the dining tables there at the World Economic Forum over there in Davos, and I didn't see any seaweed or algae or cacti. I saw, you know, big steaks and salads and all kinds of things. These global elite are not eating the seaweed, algae, and cacti. That's just for you, the underlings, the serfs, to do here. Okay, we are coming up here on another commercial break. Meanwhile, even liberals are getting on Joe Biden's case regarding his comment about not being able to buy a cannon under the Second Amendment. It was a ridiculous statement for him to make. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Yeah. And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about guns and gun rights and the Second Amendment. And as I mentioned before the commercial break, even liberals are getting on Joe Biden's case for his comment that you can't buy a cannon under the Second Amendment or back when it was being ratified. That's absolutely not true. If you've read the Second Amendment, which obviously Joe Biden has not, it doesn't put any limits on the weapons that you are allowed to keep and bear. It does mention, however, the security of a free state, which means military weapons with which to discourage an invader. Okay. Now, Joe Biden's anti-gun animus has triggered a backlash. As I mentioned before, there was a poll showing that most Americans are saying the solution to the mass shootings is for teachers and other people to be trained and armed. You know, because the police never show up at time. You know, in the case of Texas, they showed up and just basically stood around for 40 minutes doing absolutely nothing. Same thing in Parkland. And the excuse is being put on out there, well, those police were afraid of being shot. Well, that kind of comes with the job. And, you know, police have bulletproof vests. They wear them around here, and this is a very low-crime area. And the police are very cool in this town. We joke with each other all the time when we, cross each other's path there. And that's the job the police have accepted when they pin that badge on. Okay, so this idea that they just stood there and allowed a bunch of kids to get killed because they were afraid, well, then what good are the police if they're too afraid to actually do their job? All right. Somebody came up with this comment saying that if you took the billions of dollars that Joe Biden gave to Ukraine, you could hire an armed security guard for every single school in this country. Okay, which tells you where Joe Biden's priorities are here. Story just now coming on out that police chief in Uvalde, Arredondo, the one who just got voted onto the city council, apparently was a donor to the campaign of Beto O'Rourke, okay, who's now out there screaming he wants to confiscate all the AR-15s because AR-15s are bad and, so forth and so on. Somebody came up with this comment saying, how many AR-15s did Jesus have? And somebody replied, well, not enough to keep his government from murdering him, which I think is a good smackdown there. So the White House is already backpedaling because Joe Biden came on out expressing support for Canada's Justin Trudeau to freeze handgun sales. And what Trudeau wants to do is basically make it illegal in Canada to sell or transfer a handgun. If you already have one, you're allowed to keep it. Biden showed support for that. Now the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is saying, well, he doesn't want to ban all handgun sales. So anyway, we got to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 521-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.